All right, so can you give me a little background about what has been going on with the gay marriages in Utah?
Sure. So we have, as you probably know, filed a lawsuit asking that the state and the attorney general and the governor recognize all of the marriages that took place between same-sex couples in Utah between December 20th and January 6th. The state removed that case to federal court, and after they did that, we moved for what's called a preliminary injunction, which is a court order that would force the state and the other two defendants to recognize and honor the marriages during the lawsuit.
How is this different now, and how is it in motion?
Sure. So after the Supreme Court put a stay on the injunction in the Kitchen case, Governor Herbert and the Attorney General went on the record and said that they would place recognition of marriages between same-sex couples married in Utah on hold. Those were the words they used. And as a practical matter, that means that the state will not recognize those marriages for any purposes moving forward. This would include benefits, adoptions, any benefit or privilege or protection that the state needs to grant to married people. The state has said that they will not do so until they hear back from the court in Kitchen. Our lawsuit is designed to say no matter what happens in Kitchen, the marriages between the same-sex couples that got married in Utah are valid and should be recognized. So the change we're looking for is taking these marriages off of hold and having the state recognize them as valid and normal marriages, which they are, and have the state go forward and continue to recognize them. I mean, the state has already recognized them for the purposes of taxes, for example, or if they were able to obtain a benefit as a married couple during that period where the injunction was in effect, they can retain that benefit. But the problem is that these couples are married and they have the right to everything that a marriage entitles you to, and the state has put that on hold. So we're working to change that.
What kind of time frame are we looking at?
Well, the best case scenario is that on Wednesday, which is when the court has scheduled our hearing for our preliminary injunction, the best case scenario is that on Wednesday the court grants our motion and says, these folks have valid marriages, and the state has to recognize them from Wednesday until the litigation is over, and then, in the best case scenario, they would continue to be valid into the indefinite future.
Is this a stepping stone to legalizing gay marriage again in Utah?
It is not. What we're talking about are the marriages of the people who married in that 2 week period or so where the laws, Utah statutes and constitutional amendment barring marriages between same-sex couples, was in effect. So we're talking about already married couples. We're not talking about having new couples get married. That at the end of the day, Kitchen, that's what's involved in the other lawsuit. But what we're talking about is having the state honor the marriages that were performed in Utah with Utah licenses already.